W52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Facebook says it'll reinstate the personal account of former President Trump 2 years after banning Trump following the January 6th insurrection. Facebook's parent company warned, though, that further violations might again result in suspension. A standoff continues between Republicans and Democrats over how to handle the nation's debt limit. ABC's Ann Flaherty.
Republicans on Capitol Hill say they aren't budging when it comes to authorizing more federal spending.
If you're taking in less money than you're spending, that's the problem. We're taking in, by the way, a dollar and spending $1.29 in Washington. So for every dollar we take in, Washington's spending $1.29. That's not sustainable.
That's Congressman Steve Scalise. Meanwhile, the White House says it won't negotiate on paying the government's debts.
We see this very differently, and it should be done without conditions.
Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden says the U.S. will supply 31 much-needed tanks to Ukraine. This is ABC News. The Commerce Department is expected to release its latest economic report on the total value of all goods and services produced in the U.S. in the fourth quarter. ABC's Chuck Sievertson with what's expected.
Expectations are that the American economy grew by a 2.8% annual rate. That would be slower than the 3.2% growth last quarter, but would still not show a recession. The latest gross domestic product report from the Commerce Department is expected to show growth in consumer spending, trade, business investment, and state and local government spending. The biggest drag is expected to be housing. Higher mortgage rates are hurting housing demand and impacting home building. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
An asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whip past Earth on Thursday night, with NASA insisting it will be a near miss. The agency says the newly discovered asteroid will zoom 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South America, but says there is no risk of impact. The asteroid, believed to be between 11 and 28 feet wide. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Through the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing. that it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
A lot going on in the world today. Happy Wednesday. President Biden is speaking right now. Basically, what he's telling the world is that, yes, we are going to continue defending Ukraine, or helping Ukraine defend itself, actually. The United States is going to be sending 31 battle tanks to Ukraine, the Abrams M1, which is just absolute state-of-the-art for that technology. This following a commitment by Germany to deliver dozens of, or scores, multiple tens of Leopard 2 tanks, which are also completely state-of-the-art, which then allows Poland and other countries along Ukraine's border, particularly Poland, who have bought these Leopard 2 tanks from Germany, to export them to Ukraine. You have to have Germany's permission to export weapons that you buy from them. Same with weapons that they buy from the United States. So over on Russian media, we're hearing that they're saying, well, this might just provoke us to use nuclear weapons. All right, we've heard that before. Meanwhile, we also have this morning there was a press conference by the U.S. attorney. His name is Kevin Ritz, the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Tennessee, talking about the investigation into this 29-year-old black man, Tyree Nichols, who was arrested and apparently beaten to death by five Memphis police officers. And the five officers, interestingly, are all black. But I think what this shows is that, yes, we have a police civilian problem in the United States that relates to race. We also have a police civilian problem in the United States that simply relates to police culture. To a culture of violence. We have five times more police killings in the United States per capita than in any other developed world, as many as 20 times more police killings in the United States as in, for example, Scandinavian countries. This is a crisis. And frankly, I think that this goes back to policing in the United States having largely emerged or evolved out of the old slave patrols in the South. And this idea and also the influx of immigrants in the Northeast in the mid to late 1800s, particularly late 1800s, the period from basically 1870 following the American Civil War from 1870 through about 1920. When, in fact, Leo DiCaprio made a movie about this, The Gangs of New York, when mostly at that time the immigrants who were involved in conflicts with the police were either Irish or Italian immigrants. And, police brutality was a fairly routine thing against minority communities. And so, here we are. We just, the entire culture... you know, having graduated from the Georgia Police Academy back in the day, I was writing novels about private detectives, or about a private detective. One of those, I wrote five novels in this series. One of them got published. It's a terrible novel. It's not worth reading. I'm not a particularly good writer of fiction. I do pretty good with nonfiction, but my fiction sucks. But in any case, I wanted to, I wanted to learn about this. And it was the year that the Olympics were coming to Atlanta. So for the first time in its 130 some odd year history, the Georgia Police Academy opened itself to civilians. A friend of mine who was a private detective, he owned his own private detective firm, DeWitt Wanamaker was his name. Nova Surfaces was the name of the PI firm. He got me in and he went through the course with me. And, you know, we both got our certificates and then, you know, he put me on his license for 2 years. And so I was licensed as a private detective in the state of Georgia for 2 years. But I'll tell you, you know, going through that police academy, I would say about a third of the people that I met, and I met a lot of guys, and you know, about maybe 30% of them, the police academy is there principally to train Georgia State Patrol officers and police officers for local departments. About a third of them were you know, brand new people coming right in who were there for you know, trying to get a job as a state police officer if they could graduate from the academy, and about two thirds of them were from small towns around Georgia, and some even larger, but most of the larger towns like Atlanta have their own police academy. And my sense of it, and I particularly got this when we were practicing essentially hand-to-hand combat, and this one guy just beat the crap out of me. My sense of it was that about a third of these guys were there because, you know, for really noble motives. They wanted to help their communities. They saw policing as a positive thing. And that was, you know, right across the board. Some of them wanted to be state cops. Some of them were from little towns in Georgia. About another third of them were there because they were just looking for a good job with good benefits that you could get with a high school degree, you know, a high school diploma. And, you know, with a pension and a union representing you and decent pay and good job security, you know, all of which are represented in most cases by police jobs. And then the remaining third of them were there because, well, as DeWitt said to me, we were watching a bunch of people who had just been inducted into the state police. The academy has this giant indoor area that the dining area is attached to it, but there's a huge area that's just empty, and they were marching back and forth in formation. It's a very militaristic worldview. And I said, you know, how much do these guys make? And he said, well, you know, they start out at, and he knew the number, I don't remember what it was now, but it was like 40,000 or something like that. And I said, wow, you couldn't pay me that to have people shoot at me. And he said, well, for some of these guys, you know, you give them a club and tell them they can beat the crap out of anybody they want, there won't be any consequence, they'd pay you to take the job. And that was that remaining third that were very clearly people there who were bullies, you know, who were just there to beat people up. And, you know, and such people, bullies exist, you know, there are black bullies just like there are white bullies. So we've got, you know, five cops who are accused now of murdering this kid and this 29-year-old man, and the Justice Department is looking into it now as a violation of his civil rights, the fact that he was deprived of his life. Meanwhile, we've got neo-Nazis trying to recruit an entire new generation of racists. This is separate from the police story or the tank story. You know, of course, you've got the infamous neo-Nazi activist who had dinner with President Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. But Allie Breland is writing in Mother Jones that there's a real concerted effort to groom and recruit an entire new generation of racists with focus on Generation Z and to some extent Gen Xers. He writes, by combining class and economic precarity with white nationalism, and he's talking about Nick Fuentes, but this is, you know, I would say this is true more generally. He said he makes racism even more persuasive to a certain kind of person. This brew has helped fuel his meteoric rise from fringe YouTube star to Mar-a-Lago guest, becoming heir apparent to the American white nationalist throne. And, you know, he also notes that unlike some of his peers, people like Ben Shapiro and Tim Pool, who he says, quote, speak in monotones and try their hardest to present as intellectuals, Fuentes prefers to grandstand while working to provoke and engage. One of the ways that many of these the America First racists, basically, and white nationalists are trying to influence people and bring them in is by pointing out the holes in Republican slash conservative philosophy. You know, just the lies and BS that's there. And I find that absolutely fascinating. And then, you know, of course, they got Marjorie Taylor Greene to the America First Conference in Orlando a couple of years back, where, or I guess a year and a half ago, where, you know, they were applauding Adolf Hitler, literally applauding Adolf Hitler. And, you know, these people call themselves Groypers, which is based on this Pepe the Frog meme for racists. Racists, anti-Semitism, and homophobia. And now Media Matters, speaking with Vice News, has identified 40 active accounts over on Instagram. Instagram has a white nationalist Groyper problem, is the headline over at Vice News, a piece written by Tess Owen. The Groyper movement is known for weaponizing irony and euphemism to push out hateful content, which allows them to claim they were just joking if someone thinks they've gone too far. One post, for example, asks, how white are you, accompanied by images of facial features and a scoring system. Others traffic in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, talking about money lenders in temples. Another explicitly homophobic post shows pictures of people holding up pride flags at a recent protest against a drag show in Denton, Texas, and calls them, quote, people who defend pedophiles. And, you know, the concern, and Vice is talking about this, is that Meta, you know, Facebook, the company that's the parent company of Instagram, is basically letting all this stuff happen. So, you know, we'll see how this continues. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, this racist movement is growing, and it's growing rapidly across the United States. And it's using social media and for that matter, conventional, traditional media to get the message out. So, it's 17 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. I got to tell you about the media ceiling that's about to fall in on top of the Democrats right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stick around.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, their loungewear, their pajamas, or their plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas cut tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and you'll save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, A Media Ceiling is About to Fall in on Democrats. And, you know, basically, I point out, we started Air America back in the day, right? In December of 2002, I wrote an op-ed for Common Dreams titled Talking Back to Talk Radio. And it's still there. It's still, you know, it's still in print. You can DuckDuckGo it or Neva it or Google it or whatever. And, well, actually, there's a link to it in my article today. And, my pitch, because I worked in radio back in the day. My first real job when I was 16, actually, was as a country western DJ at WITL in Lansing, Michigan.
in 1967. And you know, and from there I bounced around a few other radio stations. I was program director for one for a while, and then I ended up back in at WITL, and I did news right up until the mid-70s, the morning drive time news, and then in the afternoon, Terry O'Connor and I ran an ad agency and a little herbal tea company. And, you know, what I learned from that experience is how to do radio. And so in 2002, I wrote this op-ed saying, you know, there's nothing magical about radio and there's nothing conservative about radio. Half of America is Democratic and, you know, they would just like to have progressive talk radio, just like the half of America who are Republicans want to have conservative talk radio. There's an opportunity here not only to make money, to build a business and have an income, but also to you know, change, to get the message out, to get the word out. And Shelley and Anita Drobny, Shelley passed away a year or so ago, God rest him. Anita's still around. A couple of venture capitalists in Chicago reached out to me, and I flew out to Chicago and met with them and John Sinton, who's become a friend over the years. He was the first CEO for the company. And, you know, they used my article as the original business plan for Air America Radio. And built Air America. I started my show in March of 2003. Air America didn't go online until the next year, 2004. But I started my show in 2003 as a proof of concept, as a way of saying, see, this is possible. We had sold the ad agency in Atlanta in 1997 and retired to Vermont. And that was going to be the end of it for me. That was my retirement. And the radio show was just a fun hobby. It has now turned into a business. It's turned into a thing. But, you know, and here we are. But so anyhow, I was saying, you know, we should be doing this. And Air America did. And with $17 million, that was what Air America spent over the period from 2004 to 2010 that they were in business, $17 million. We were on the air in 54 stations. We were basically everywhere in America. You could hear us pretty much everywhere in America. And I believe that we helped elect Barack Obama in 2008 as America's first black president. In fact, I'm quite sure of it. We had literally millions of listeners. And then, you know, the money dried up, the advertising dried up, because Clear Channel, the 54 stations we were on, we were leasing from Clear Channel. Clear Channel got bought by Mitt Romney's company, Bain Capital, and they started replacing progressive talk radio with sports or right-wing talk radio. And pretty soon we had no stations, and hey, nobody wants to advertise when you've got no stations. So anyhow, I'm saying to Democrats now, you need to get your act together and do this, because this Hispanic network is going national right now. And when you look at the statistics, at the numbers on this, I mean, New Mexico, their Hispanic population is 49%, Texas 39%, California 39%, Arizona 31%, Nevada 28%. If they can peel off just a few points on that, they can retake the House and Senate.
To the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
And they can also grab the White House in 2024 if they can just get, you know, another 5 or 10% of the Hispanic vote, which they're very much working on.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Facebook says it'll reinstate the personal account of former President Trump 2 years after banning Trump following the January 6th insurrection. Facebook's parent company warned, though, that further violations might again result in suspension. A standoff continues between Republicans and Democrats over how to handle the nation's debt limit. ABC's Ann Flaherty.
Republicans on Capitol Hill say they aren't budging when it comes to authorizing more federal spending.
If you're taking in less money than you're spending, that's the problem. We're taking in, by the way, a dollar and spending $1.29 in Washington. So for every dollar we take in, Washington's spending $1.29. That's not sustainable.
That's Congressman Steve Scalise. Meanwhile, the White House says it won't negotiate on paying the government's debts.
We see this very differently, and it should be done without conditions.
Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden says the U.S. will supply 31 much-needed tanks to Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Krut.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Will House Republicans still restore Green and Gosark to... Let me just finish up, by the way, my rant about the what's going on with this Hispanic network. I talked about this briefly yesterday, but I think it's worth emphasizing. The white vote in America is split, 53-42 toward the GOP. The black vote is reliably 83% Democratic. But the Hispanic vote is the one that's up for grabs, and they represent the second largest demographic in America. There are more Hispanics in America than African Americans, and they represent the fastest growing demographic in America. Blacks are 12.5%, Hispanics 13.3%, whites 66.7% at the moment. Although, you know, those numbers are dynamic. But this, if Republicans can peel off just, as I mentioned, just a few percentages of this Hispanic vote, they can do big things. You know, back in the 1920s, big business was reliably Republican. And you had Father Coughlin, this Catholic priest who had a radio show on what went on to become NBC, the Red Network, I think it was. Maybe it was the Blue Network, one or the other. Father Coughlin was on, and about a third of America listened to every one of his programs, which is breathtaking. I mean, you know, Rush Limbaugh never got those kind of numbers, but you know, it would be, you know, a 33 a share in every radio market. And Coughlin was, you know, gung-ho Republican until 1929, when the Republicans crashed the economy. And so when Franklin Roosevelt came along in 1932, Coughlin, with his giant microphone, you know, his talk radio, he was the godfather of talk radio, right? The very first guy. He backed FDR vigorously and helped FDR get elected. Now, he ultimately turned his back on FDR. He became an opponent of the social programs. When FDR came up with Social Security and things like that, that was a bridge too far for Coughlin, who was fundamentally a conservative. He just didn't like that Republicans had crashed the economy. But it was an example of the power of that system. And then in the 1930s, of course, Franklin Roosevelt went after the morbidly rich. He started talking about these economic royalists, you know, and rhetoric of that type. And, you know, the result of that was that business people who had been riding high and supporting Republican politicians in a big way during the Harding, the Coolidge, and the Hoover administrations, particularly the Coolidge administration, they just left, and so big business basically after FDR started beating up on them starting in 1932 or 33 in a big way. Big business basically said, okay, that's it. Enough of the politics. We're not going to do politics anymore. We're not going to contribute money to politicians any longer. And keep in mind, this was also an era when the Tillman Act was still the law. It was struck down by the Supreme Court with Citizens United in 2010, but the Tillman Act was passed in 1907 or 1909, and what it said was that it was a federal felony for any corporation, any officer of any corporation, any employee of any corporation, any lawyer representing any corporation, to give any money or other thing of value to any candidate for federal office. And so business just basically stayed out of politics until the 1970s. I mean, from the 1930s right up until the early 1970s, the businessmen of America, as Franklin Roosevelt would call them, were basically just making money. They had just left politics behind. America was growing. It was prosperous. You know, we had a 91% top income tax rate, which was really helping strengthen the economy. And, you know, they were just making money. So then Lewis Powell comes along in 71 and says, you know, with his infamous memo to Eugene Sindor, his neighbor and friend who is the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. In this memo, Powell says, and this was the year before Richard Nixon put Powell on the Supreme Court. In his memo, Powell says that, you know, we've got to seize control of the American media. just, you know, comes right out and says it. And among other things, he wanted also to seize control of universities and ultimately of the entire political system. And so, you know, what came out of this was now you've got 1,500 radio stations around the country that are broadcasting right-wing talk every single day, 24/7. And maybe a dozen or two dozen left-wing stations, all independently owned. They're not owned by these big networks that are owned by these media moguls. And, you know, it has an impact. It has a substantial impact on American politics. And then, of course, on television, you know, there's Sinclair out there with a couple of hundred stations, and there's other conservatives who are, you know, conservative television networks as well. There aren't any progressive television networks other than Free Speech TV, and Free Speech TV has never, in the 20 years it's been in business, even bothered to put out a press release letting the world know that they're there. So, you know, the progressive media is small and the one television network is kind of hiding, whereas on the conservative side, you've got, you know, now you've got DirecTV is talking about dropping, you know, one of these right-wing television networks, and it's all over the news. You know, everybody's talking about it because they're issuing press releases and having these battles and stuff. Right-wing media has been shaping the debate in America now for the better part of 40 years, 50 years, going on 50 years. Lewis Powell, by the way, was also, not only did he write that memo that started this whole thing, but, you know, he also was the author of the 1978 Supreme Court decision, First National Bank versus Bilotti, in which he argued that, successfully, that corporations are people too, that they have constitutional rights, and that one of those constitutional rights is the First Amendment right of free speech, which means that if they want to pour money onto, you know, down the throats of politicians, that's just fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not illegal. That's just free speech. It's protected by the Constitution, by the First Amendment. And the Supreme Court, of course, doubled down on that with Citizens United in 2010. Back in 2018, on this program, I ranted about this, and I wrote a piece for Salon saying, hey, you know, at that time, Clear Channel was for sale. Over 800 radio stations nationwide, and it was only a little over $1 billion. The entire network was for sale. And I wrote an article to Tom Steyer saying, Tom Steyer, you're a billionaire, buy Clear Channel. And what did I get? Crickets. And then in 2020, 3 years ago, I wrote a piece for The Nation magazine. Same thing, saying, hey, it's time for wealthy progressives to start investing in radio and television. Crickets. Back when Air America was going on, this was probably 2009, I think. I'd have to go back and look. I'm not even sure where to look, but Randy Rhodes and me and a bunch of other people from Air America made a pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. and met with a group of members of the House and Senate. They gave some little perfunctory talks, and we got up and gave talks. And Bernie Sanders, in fact, helped organize this thing, and he gave an opening introduction and introduced us to all these people. And we said, you know, you guys, every 2 years, you have to raise $1 billion. And if you had 1,500 radio stations pushing a Democratic message as opposed to pushing a Republican message, you probably wouldn't have to raise that much money. So why don't you reach out to some of your wealthy donors and have them invest in Air America? This was when Air America was still alive. And one of those senators who later went on to try to run for president said, nah, I don't think that's such a good idea. With this, you're talking about interfering in the free market. Really, the radio industry should work this out on their own. And so we walked away from that meeting empty-handed. It was very frustrating. But I'm telling you, we're going from English language right-wing talk radio to Spanish language right-wing talk radio, and these guys just raised tens of millions of dollars to do this. And if Democrats don't get their act together, they're in for a whooping. All right, let's pick up your phone calls here. Sylvester in Uniontown, Alabama. Hey, Sylvester, what's on your mind today?
Tom, how you doing?
Good.
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, thank you.
I got something that's on my mind. The Republicans are gearing up to try to slash our Social Security and our Medicare.
Correct.
How can we arrange something where we can reduce their salaries? as far as the Congress is concerned,
you can't do it on a partisan basis. And frankly, I think that Congress is appropriately compensated. Having a job where you've got to have a residence in two towns, your hometown plus Washington D.C. Pretty much by law. I mean, most states you can't even serve in Congress if you don't maintain a residence in the state. Is tough. It's expensive. And Louise and I lived in D.C. for 7 years. You can't rent a one-bedroom apartment in D.C. for less than $2,500 a month, and that's in a sketchy neighborhood. I mean, it costs a fortune to live in that town. So I don't think that's the, I understand what you're saying, Sylvester, and I share your frustration. But I think the thing that we need to do is, as the Republicans start to talk about cutting Social Security and Medicare, we just need to amplify their message so that everybody in America realizes, the Republicans are proposing a 30% sales tax across the board on everything in America. They call it the fair tax. Kevin McCarthy promised it would get a vote. Yeah, it's not in the media. It's not in the news. Why the hell is the news not talking about this? If Democrats were doing something stupid, I guarantee you it would be all over the news. And so, I think that, reaching out to media and saying, asking, why aren't you covering the fair tax? Why aren't you covering the fact that, Republicans want to cut Medicare and Social Security? I think that'd be more effective than cutting their salaries, Sylvester. But I share your outrage. I totally share your outrage. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your first time call. I appreciate it. It's great to hear from you. We will be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back, Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I'm going to preface what I'm going to say by saying I think Joe Biden's been better than I thought he was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that I exclude the Progressive Caucus from this statement.
Okay.
The problem we have is that the Democratic leadership and the Republican leadership are playing a big game of good cop, bad cop.
Right.
That's why we don't hear them screaming all the time. I mean, there is just so many things that you could be screaming about the Republicans right now that it's absurd that we don't hear it.
I don't disagree. I know that there are, the Democrats have been holding press conferences and things. They just generally don't get covered.
No. Do you think if they did it in unison, if all the Democrats got together to hold a press conference, do you think they would get more attention?
I do. I think they need to be doing more guerrilla theater. The Republicans are really good at it. Lindsey Graham calls a press conference. There's going to be 50 reporters there. Any random Democrat calls a press conference, nobody shows up.
Could you imagine what would be going on if the rules were reversed and the Republicans were the Democrats, only they played by the Republican rules?
Yep. No, I'm totally with you, Mark. I'm totally with you. Mark, thank you. Thanks for making an excellent point there. Beth in Valparaiso, Indiana. Hey, Beth, what's up?
Hi there. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know some good news.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening online to this Wisconsin progressive radio stations that you are on. You've probably heard of
Devil
Civic
Radio
Media. Yeah, Devil Radio. Their actual title of their company is Civic Media. And I wanted to report some good news. Those guys are a lot of fun. They might make some fun guests for you. But here's the good news. Mike Crute, the guy that does that show, along with his investment partner, they just purchased their fifth radio station in Wisconsin.
I know.
And they also invested in two larger transmitters so they can blow the signal all over the state. And their plan is to saturate the state of Wisconsin with progressive radio and to make it local, too, to have ag reports and to put on the high school football games on Friday.
Yep.
And, they're really going to infiltrate that state really well in the next few years,
I
think.
These guys know what they're doing. And I think that they started this station a couple of years ago, and I'm on it. I mean, we're talking on it right now on several other stations.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the reasons why Wisconsin has gone blue, why there's no more Scott Walker.
Me too, and I have to say they've had the Wisconsin Democratic Party person on who organizes Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
wow, that guy's a go-getter with lots of activities, and so is the guy from Michigan. Yeah. But here in Indiana, it's just like that lady that called in your show the other day from Tennessee. Nothing happens. People run, Republicans run unopposed all the time.
Yep.
And it's just now that our city here is trying to get the Democrats to get more active and stuff. But I just wanted to report that was good Wisconsin news. If we had a few more investors doing that around Michigan and the Midwest and Ohio, we would be great.
Yeah, I agree. Beth, thank you. Thank you for that. Thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate the call. Don in Paragould, Arkansas. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, let me take up right quick. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. I'm calling to tell you, has anybody noticed that DirecTV has changed their format a little bit? They have a channel that shows the six major news channels. And for up until yesterday, it used to be CNN, MSNBC, BBC World, Fox, and two weather channels.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday they switched it, and they switched them around so that now Fox News is in the middle. And now they've added Fox Business to it and CNBC's. And they've switched them around and so that when you first come to the channel, it links you on to BBC, where it used to link you on to CNN with the very first thing that came up. Now it goes to BBC, okay? So when you go to the Newsmix channel, which is channel 71 and channel 200 in the DirecTV format, the first thing that comes up is BBC. And I assume they're doing that is because if it came up on Fox News immediately, people would turn off from it. And so they switch away from BBC, and their first option is to go to Fox News. They have put Fox News right in the middle with Fox Business and CNBC Business so that now they can broadcast how badly the economy is going from both Fox News, and now Fox News is the dominant in their news mix.
Right. Well, you know, these guys are just, I mean, the DirecTV people, you know, it did come out that they're owned by AT&T, and they had helped finance one of these right-wing networks, which is now,
Newsmax.
Right, Newsmax, which is now in a pissing war with them. No, actually, I think it was OAN was the one that they had helped finance.
But Newsmax is gone. OAN is in the contest,
right?
Because they want to stay on,
right? But you know, the bottom line is they're just, you know, they're business people. They want to make money. So they're just, you know, I mean, they're going to make their programming decisions based on, you know, who's watching and what's going on. I believe Free Speech TV is also in that block. Are they not?
No, Free Speech TV is on 348. It's not in the news mix.
Ah, oh, interesting.
It's on 348.
Yeah, it really should be in the news.
Bring that to your attention.
Yeah. I don't have DirecTV, so I can't speak to it, but that's fascinating.
Anybody that's watching it just needs to be aware that now Fox News is saturating the airwaves even on the Newsmix channels.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Murdoch, I mean, the people running News Corp, running the company that owns Fox News, are smart business people, and they smart politics, you know, smart politically too. They realize that you buy your way into the market, you strengthen your presence, and then you use that presence to get the legislation and policies that you want, that you agree with. Don, thank you for the call, and thanks for watching Free Speech TV also. It is we're hitting the top of the hour. It's 57 minutes past the hour. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Should the debt ceiling be abolished, and will the GOP actually dig in on slashing Social Security and Medicare? And why are there no eggs? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you ever feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to Lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code ORBIT to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to LOMI.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michaels trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michaels Corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.